Blog Talk Radio.
Ready for His Report International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing you practical teachings, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God.
Back with you again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, and we welcome you again to another Blog Talk Radio episode through His Report International. So glad to, just as I said it before, be back with you and to share the good gospel news that Jesus is loving you through me. Right now, I want to give a shout out to all of the people who helped to make this blog telecast, broadcast a what it is. Thank you, Mr. Patrick Cook, who's diligently worked with me on these broadcasts with the engineering part of this to make it what would be somewhat quality to you. By the grace of God, I just give him praise for Mr. Patrick Cook. A shout out to you, Patrick. Thank you so much for helping me with these engineering situations. They've changed a little bit of format with Blog Talk Radio. So I just wanted to be grateful to you. You know, it's been a while since we've talked because of these situations with the format and how they've changed everything. But I just want to say that I'm privileged and I'm glad to be able to come to you, whatever you are in your car, listening to me, wherever we are, through Facebook or any other Twitter or whatever other place that LinkedIn, whatever your listening device or mechanism is, and wherever you are located, whether you be in your home or whether you be in an office or just traveling mobile. I want to say thank you for listening to us as you invite us in to your time and your space and to hear what the Lord is saying to us as a ministry and also as a brother or sister in Christ. And for those of you who are not saved, my prayer is that you would become saved and give your heart in totality to the things of God and to wholeheartedly do them. Well, I've been sharing, just came out of what I call Reformation revival. And what I mean by Reformation revival is that we should come out better than what we are whenever situation or any circumstances that we're in. So instead of me calling it such a revival, call it Reformation because revival means you're only put back to where you were in the status in which you were in, or to be, in so many words, you're being replaced back to the state of where you were. Reformation simply means that you become better or put back in a better position. Well, I'm glad that in that area we talked about a question. And it's located in the book of Psalms. The psalmist was very upset. Now, you've heard me talk about this in times past, about this particular subject, but I felt it necessary to kind of share a little bit more, again, in the light of, and we're going to start this, but we're going to kind of couple a couple of episodes with this. So if you will just bear with me as we go through these episodes, I want to answer a question. And it was given in Psalms 8 by the psalmist David. When he asked the question, and he began to talk to the Lord. In verse 1, he says, "O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained," he asked the question in verse 4, "what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?" And he goes on now in verse 5 to 9, and we'll read that for the clarity of hearing. "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever," and that these are lit words that were added into the letter, and to the text, but these are not a part of the original text. Actually, it should read, "and the fish of the sea, passeth through the path," and anything that passeth through the path of the sea. "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." Those words were not originally arisen, and whatsoever was not originally written in the original transcript, but just for the clarity, for the sake of for interpretation, the writers felt, who were translating, felt that it would be better clarity to us as believers to add that into this particular transcript, which is now I read out of the KJV, or some known as the King James Version. But the important thing here is that the psalmist, David, who was very, very instrumental in sharing a lot of things that most people did not really understand him about, here he's actually, in this sense, reading or saying something in this psalm that was a question, has been a question to men throughout the ages, and who we are, and what our origin is, what we're about. You know, some people say that we were out of the Big Bang Theory. Some think that we were created through the animals, as we know, ape, which was called Homo sapien, this age of sapiens. Just homo meaning person of judicious, prudent, sage, sane, sensible. And I don't know how in the world they could say that through the creation that we deal with concerning that an ape who is now sitting in a zoo somewhere or either out in the wild was more intelligent than you and me. I don't know how they came up with that theory, but that's another thing in the story all within itself. And, how sapience means he has insight. Yeah. How can he be sitting in the wild or in a place called the zoo if he's the more intelligent being? You know, we came from him as a species, and we began to rule him. I can't really reason with that, but that's another story, as I said. The actual origination of man was in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26, when the Lord began to actually, through the Bible, and we have to use that as our premise as well, to say that it gives us at least some validity to the creation of man and to who he is as an individual. And to, throughout this particular segment, what I will be dealing with is who is man and why is the psalmist questioning the DNA of man, and why was man created, and what is his purpose in the earth, and can he make a difference in the earth? These are the questions that we're going to dive into as we look at who man is and how he was created, what was his purpose of being created, and why is he in the dilemma that he's in at this very moment as we see him in the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, we discovered in this particular passage of Scripture in verse 26, when the Moses, the writer of this particular passage in the book of Genesis, and a lot of people call this book, it's not ex-professor and also mentor and teacher, called this book the Book of Genius. Or my professor, I'll just say that. And I still communicate. But anyway, so much for that. He's called this book not just the Book of Genesis, but the Book of Genius, because in this book, we began to recognize the all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-present God, who is the creator of the ends of the earth and also the creator of the universe. And that's why the psalmist asks the question in Psalms 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? And he went on to talk about it before. He asked the question, you made the sun and stars, and you created all these things in the universe, but yet you take out the time to create what we call man, and who we know, been known as man. And so in verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And so the scripture goes on to say, in verse 27 of Genesis chapter 1, so God created man in his own image, and in his likeness created he him, male and female created he them. As we prepare to talk about this, as we dive into the profundities of who this writer is expressing about the creator God himself, he begins to talk about the earth being without form and void. He begins to talk about the creatures that were created. He begins to talk about the place that man was set in the creation, as we know in chapter 2 and also in 1, that he was placed in a place called the garden, when we know that as the Garden of Eden. And as we dive into this, as we propel ourselves into this, I want to say that I look forward to being able to, maybe in some way we can find out who he is, who is man, and the DNA of man, and also why the man was created, and what is his purpose in the earth, and can he make a difference? Well, I gave you that. When we come back with you in the next episode, just stay with us, if you will. And we will begin to express what we believe and what we've studied throughout the years, man, who he is, and his purpose. But in the meantime, keep us locked in right here at Blog Talk Radio. And your host, Dr. Jerry Robinson, through His Report International, we'll be back with you again, looking forward for you being with us and us being with you, so we can discuss who and what is man, that God is mindful of him. God bless you today as we end the episode. Stay in contact with us. We'll give you a little bit more information about who we are and the new website we put up and all of the things that we're doing as through His Report International. God bless you, and we love you.